Hey, what's happening, guys? Last week, I came to you with some frequently asked questions I get from sellers before we put their home on the market. But today, I want to give you some answers to more questions that I get asked once we have them listed. How many open houses can I expect? Open houses. Everybody talks about them. People love going to them. But here's the dirty little secret in the real estate industry. They really don't help sell your home that often.
Oh, I said it.
Leave that in the video. Here's the thing. They are a great tool. I absolutely do open houses, and I'm happy to have them for my sellers. But typically, I do that after we've been on the market for some time to try to get some feedback if we're not having a lot of showings or we're not getting any good feedback from the people who have taken a look. Most of the time when people are hosting an open house, they're really using that opportunity to sit in your house and pick up leads to sell other ones. How do I get ready for showings? Remember all the details that we gave you when we were getting the photos taken to make sure everything looks as good as it possibly can when people look at it online? Guess what? We're gonna do a similar thing when you're getting your home ready to show. Make sure you have everything cleaned up, everything's put away, it's decluttered, and make sure it smells nice in the home. Another thing is, if you have incandescent bulbs, you're probably okay, but compact fluorescents take a while to warm up. So if you know you've got somebody coming over, making sure you have all the lights on and it's ready to go is another great thing you can do to make your house stand out. Will you be at all my showings? Here's another thing that a lot of sellers don't understand, but I'm probably not gonna be the only person showing the house. As a matter of fact, I tell my sellers that I may never show your house. I absolutely hope to. It would be wonderful to pick up buyers to bring to your home, but the truth is there are 800 other realtors who are out there who are also working with buyers who are gonna bring them through your home. It's always to your benefit to make sure that we get it in the MLS, to put it in front of the largest buyer pool possible, to make sure that we can get people through your house. But no, I may not be the only one showing it, and no, I'm probably not gonna be present when somebody else is coming through to take a look. What should I disclose? When we're going through the listing contract and doing all the paperwork, we have a form in Indiana called the Residential Seller's Disclosure. It's an opportunity for you to go through and fill out all the information on your house to the best of your knowledge. You let them know if it's leaving, like you're not keeping it at the house, or if it's included, is it gonna be defective, not defective, or do not know. Make sure that you answer this as truthfully as possible, but honestly as well, because just because you don't like how something works doesn't necessarily mean that it's defective. But if you know there's a problem, absolutely disclose. You're better off telling them up front so that it doesn't come back to haunt you in the future. How will I hear from you? When I'm working with sellers, before we ever even list the property, I let them know that I'm going to be in contact as much as I can. The number one complaint to the National Association of Realtors about listing agents is, they put a sign in my yard and I never hear from this guy again. We have weekly reports that are coming via email, and I'm happy to call with other updated reports as well, even if there's not that much going on. I always ask the sellers of the property, hey, how would you like to hear from me? Do you want text? Do you want email? Do you want phone calls? What's the best way for us to communicate so that I know I'm meeting your expectations and keeping you informed? What happens when we get an offer? The ultimate goal once we have your home on the market is to make sure that we get an offer. What does that process look like is a question that I get all the time. Typically, whenever I get offers, whether it's a single offer or multiple offers, what I like to do is go through the entire contract and prepare what I call my initial net offer sheet. I have a spreadsheet that goes through and shows you all of the cost breakdown to show you what the estimated net back to the seller will be at the end of that. And it also highlights the key points that we need to take a look at. The type of financing the buyer's getting, how long they're asking for possession, if they're asking for any personal property. I wanna make sure that you can have a one-page look at exactly what we're expecting through this offer process, and then we'll sit down and go through everything to let you know exactly what to expect throughout the entire time. Once we get through that process, we'll actually sit down and determine whether you want to accept, reject, or counter that offer. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Aaron Advantage Podcast. These are just some of the frequently asked questions that I get once we put people's homes on the market. If you ever have any questions you'd like answered about selling or buying real estate, you can tweet me anytime at Aaron Advantage.